that I exist, that I am. Is what we call aparoksha, aparoksha jnanam for everyone, whether having self-knowledge or not having self-knowledge. That I am is immediately evident to me. It's aparoksha. It's not indirect. I am self-evident. Not as an object of awareness, but as my very nature, as awareness, as a being, a self-evident being, a self-evident conscious being. The one for whom all experiences are. Everyone can say, I exist. I am a conscious being. This is aparoksha, immediate, self-evident. Knowledge. It is a samanya jnanam. In that I am, I exist. It's a general recognition. I am. I exist. I am a conscious being. But I don't have what's called vishesha jnanam. And knowledge of who I am in reference to all of my experiences. I know that I am, but I don't know if my being is mortal or immortal. If I am the body, if my being is due to the existence of the body, then I am mortal. That knowledge I may not have. What is the relationship of my being, my consciousness, to your being, to your consciousness? To Ishwara. Are all individuals, are they all little pockets of consciousness? I am my conscious being, you are a separate conscious being, you are a separate conscious being. Ishwara is another conscious being. What is the relationship of my consciousness to your consciousness? That I am a conscious being, I know. But the nature of my being as a conscious being, I don't know. So in the Upanishad, when the student goes to the teacher, the student, the sishya, is asking the teacher to give me the vishesha jnanam, not to reveal to me a conscious being that is other than me, but to reveal to me who I am, this conscious being that stands before you. Can you please tell me who I am? Do I, this conscious being that I am, survive death? What is my nature? Who am I in relationship to the body and in relation to the mind and in relation to Ishwar, to the Lord? Sisha is not asking for a big self, little self. Let me experience a big self. It's let me know who I am, the truth of myself. That is standing here before you. Just let yourself relax. Totally feel your physical body. And just allow yourself to feel, just to be. To be yourself, even if you say, I am the physical body, focus on the conscious being that you assume is the physical body. You assume that I am the physical body, but just let yourself focus on your own presence, your own very intimate sense of self, the me. The one abiding in this body. If your mind may be thinking or wandering, that's perfectly all right. Just notice them seated in the center of your mind, in the center of your body, just your own presence. It's not obscured or covered in any way by any type of thoughts that are flowing through, perceptions of the body or external perceptions. It doesn't make any difference. Just simply notice your own presence, the one who is here. Student approaches the teacher asking only about this one who is here. do I survive death? What is my nature? In the Bhagavad Gita, this is the question Arjuna brings to Krishna. What is the truth of all of this, of all of my experience? But notice all the questions and the intricacies of the questions are all centered on me, the one who is here. What is the truth of myself?